This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. Authorities said an investigation led to the arrest of the driver of the bus after he apparently lost control over the vehicle after briefly falling asleep. A local prosecutor told the media the bus driver had admitted he dozed off. Officials said the bus was carrying 67 passengers, including children, and two drivers, one of whom died in the crash. The local police chief described it as, quote, one of the worst accidents I have ever seen. China's commercial hub Shanghai and neighboring coastal regions canceled all flights, slowed or suspended subway trains, and shuttered businesses as a typhoon made landfall on Sunday, bringing flooding and toppling around 1,000 trees. The storm is hitting as central China is still reeling from record flooding that killed at least 63, cut off power, and forced the relocation of more than 1 million people. The Shanghai government said it would slow its subway trains and suspend some lines, as other areas canceled all underground trains. Flooding in the central Chinese city of Zhangjiajie last week killed 12 people who were trapped in the subway system. Shanghai Disneyland is closed on Sunday and Monday because of the weather, the resort announced, while the city's main port evacuated hundreds of vessels, according to state media. Millions were affected by the Henan floods earlier this week, with some trapped without fresh food or water for days, and economic losses in central China have run into the billions of dollars. This is VOA News. A 22-year-old Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush on the day of upsets of the Tokyo Games on Sunday. The second full day of competition saw 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo as part of an International Olympic Committee drive to attract younger fans. Japan's skateboarding win was one of its four gold medals on Sunday, including a brother and sister who won golds in judo within an hour of each other. Meanwhile, a Tunisian teenager pulled off an upset in swimming in the men's 400-meter freestyle. It was Tunisia's first ever Olympic medal in the event and just their third gold ever in swimming. The other swimming medals were split between the U.S. and Australia. The upsets extended beyond the pool later Sunday, with Australian world number one Ashley Barty crashing out of the first round of the women's tennis singles. The COVID-19 pandemic, meanwhile, continued to stalk the Olympics, with the men's golf tournament upended by two high-profile withdrawals, John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying with several uncharacteristic mistakes in a near-empty arena. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the quote-unquote terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. State television broadcast overnight the confessions of the five, who were dressed in yellow prison suits, a common practice in major criminal cases in Iraq. It comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he is to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister is under heavy pressure from powerful pro-Iranian factions in his country. He's hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. And experts say an unusually large meteor lit up skies above southern Norway on Sunday, creating a spectacular sound and light display as it rumbled across the sky, and a bit of it may have hit Earth, possibly not far from the capital Oslo. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Sightings began around 1 a.m. local time, with video and social media showing at least one bright flash. The Norwegian Meteor Network on Sunday said it was analyzing the video footage and other data. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.